Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Oh, hello, hello. So happy to be here. What a wonderful, beautiful day in Perth today. And I don't know about you, but I'm just really feeling January. I feel like there's a beautiful, light, exciting, inspiring energy to the start of this year after what felt like a little bit of a heavy end to 2023. Let me know if you kind of felt the same towards the end of last year. Like, I was just feeling like there was just, I don't know, something going on in the world. Maybe it was just in my own life, but I'm just really, really happy that 2024 has started and it feels really fun and exciting. And I thought, what more perfect a time than to take you through my own personal process. And I think it's a really powerful process that I have used consistently for years and years to learn and grow from the past, to anchor into my highest vision of the future, and really kick things off from a place of truth and inspiration. Rather than, you know, sometimes like at the start of each year, we can sort of like jump in and set a few kind of half-assed intentions like, oh, 2024, I think I want to get a bit more fit, or this year maybe I want to eat a bit better, and these kind of like, you know, these unclear, ambiguous goals that, you know, have a beautiful intention behind them, but often they don't lead to the impact, the success, or the results that we so desire. So I'm going to take you through my process, and what I'm going to do is actually share with you how I've answered each of these questions, because I know that I personally love to hear that with other people because it gives me ideas and it helps me understand their own thought processes, and often like gives me some cool inspiration for what I might, you know, want to add to my own goals or whatever. So I know most of us learn best through, you know, seeing and mirroring and experience, like that experiential learning. So I'll take you through a few of my examples. I won't take you through everything, but I'll just share a few key pieces. So my process is five parts, and the first part is looking back to the past to extract the learnings and to leave all the rest. The second part is about anchoring into what really matters, so anchoring into your purpose and your values, and, you know, your truest, most important heart desires, to then line up with your future highest vision, to prepare for any roadblocks that might get in the way, and then take some committed action. Getting really clear on what your priorities are. So the first part is about looking back. And I think this is a really, really important piece that so often we miss. And this is about looking back and actually asking and reflecting on like all the good shit that actually happened last year. Because as human beings, we all have a tendency to ignore the good, or to, you know, that great analogy of like our brains can often be like Teflon for the positive in our life. So it, like the positives just slide right off our brains, and our brains can often be like Velcro with the negatives in our life. And I know this to be true. You know, this is just like, it's not even like one of those things that you talk about anymore. It's actually truth that we need to train our brains to pay attention to the good in our lives if we want to experience more positivity and happiness. So this first question is about looking back and actually asking, like, what are you most proud of achieving in 2023? Like, what are you really happy about that went really well from your 2023 year? This could be the little, the big, just any little wins, any little baby steps of progress, that how you moved forward, any of the highlights, any of the successes, big or small. This is just about celebrating any of the stuff that went well for you. And to give you a few examples of some of my highlights for the year. So definitely I landed quite a few speaking gigs or speaking spots. Many of them quite surprising how they showed up in my life. But that, you know, that's something that I felt really, really proud of, was being able to speak on big stages to both high school students as well as business owners and entrepreneurs and leaders. So that was a really big one for me. I had some incredibly strong financial results in the business. I didn't hit the financial goal that I had, but I came very close many times over. So I was really, really satisfied and happy with those results. I up-leveled lots of systems in my business. I saw incredible growth in my podcast. I brought on a new team member and we had a beautiful flow to our business. I up-leveled my website and revamped all of my messaging. And I think this might sound like maybe a surprising one to have in this list, but one of the things that was most important to me is that my nervous system was the most calm and steady that I've ever had it. And I worked less than I ever have in my business and experienced more financial success than I ever had. I also walked away with some really, really solid growth in the number of clients that I'm working with, as well as the quality of the relationships that I've been having with them and the success that I've been seeing in how they have been moving forward. Like the up levels in their mindset, the growth that they've had in themselves as leaders, and all of those are giant, giant, giant wins in my books. The second part to looking back is about looking at what didn't go so well last year, and this is the most important part of this question, is what lessons can you actually extract from those challenges? And I would say probably one of the biggest challenges that I had was I did have support in my business and in my life, but the support that I had was quite inconsistent and at times not at the level of reliability that I probably needed. I had a few months where I had no support in my life and business during quite a challenging period, just because of people happening to, like, sort of my coaches or my team members just being away at all at the same time, and just other different logistical challenges. Like, it was no one's fault or nothing wrong there, but what I'm choosing to move forward with is like reflecting on that, like what can I take away from that? What's a learning that I can move forward with? What's a learning that I can extract to support myself going into this year? And I got really clear on the fact that I need to be more clear and I guess clearer in terms of communicating both my boundaries and my needs and my expectations for myself as a business owner, as well as, you know, being a CEO, as well as just being a human being, with, you know, communicating these things with my own personal coach, as well as with my team members. So just taking that part of the business a bit more seriously, because I think 2023 was great. However, I was very casual and light and sort of easygoing about my needs and expectations in the business. So my learning moving forward is to take these things a little bit more seriously, be more clear, more committed, because one thing I know to be true, and this has happened time and time and time again, is that the more support that I have in my life and the more support that I have in my business, the more supported I am, the more that I up-level, the more that I thrive and grow and expand financially and all of the things. So that was part one, was looking back. Part two is about really anchoring in to what actually really matters to you in your life and starting to set some goals and set a vision from that place, rather than just kind of jumping in and choosing a few random goals and bits and pieces. Actually asking yourself first and foremost, like, what would a rich and meaningful life look like to me? You know, knowing that we only have, as far as we know, we only have, you know, one life experience right here and now. So, like, what do you want to do with this rare and unique and incredible life opportunity that we have here? Like, what really matters to you? Like, what is your purpose? What is your why? What really matters? What are your values that, you know, at your deepest heart's desire, your deepest level, what is the stuff that really, really matters to you? And, like, tapping into that place. So some of the questions that you can ask yourself here is, you know, why do you do what you do? Why do you get up in the morning? What are the things that actually light you up and get you excited, that get you feeling like you're truly alive? And, you know, what's the actual impact that you want to make on your team, on your clients, in the world, in your community? And, you know, some of the things that pop up for me and that I always keep coming back to is that the stuff that really matters for me is opening up people's eyes to what's really possible, instilling belief in their truest dreams and desires, and showing them that change is always possible. When I feel like I'm truly adding value to someone's life or making their lives easier and taking away a little bit of stress or a little bit of overwhelm, you know, that's the stuff that really, really lights me up, is when I can hold space for someone to connect into their truth and help them feel so truly seen and heard so that they can step forward being the leader that they want to be. Because if there's one thing that I really know to be true, it's that when we feel good as humans, like when we are nourished, when our energetic systems are, you know, fulfilled, when we're at our best, when we feel our best, that's when we can do our best. And so I know to be true that in my work as a coach, you know, a really, really big part of my role and a big part of my purpose is helping that human, helping that leader just feel nourished, to feel at their best, to come back to who they truly are, to believe in themselves again, you know, because when we show up from that place, that's when we can do our best. That's when we can lead at our best. And it has to start from the inside out, right? So I often see my job and the stuff that really lights me up is to help fill them up from the inside so that then on the outside they can do whatever that they need to do. So, yeah, That's part two, is about really anchoring into what really matters for you. And if you haven't gone through a process of, like, you know, tapping into your purpose and your values, reach out. And I would love to guide you through a process, whether it's through a little, you know, a mini online program that I run, or whether it's through some coaching. Like, you know, that is just the stuff that lights me up. And I know that it is what lights my clients' lives up, because at the end of the day, that's what we're here for, right? Is to live and lead the most rich and meaningful and aligned, fulfilling life and business that we possibly can. And that's what I'm here for, is to help you get clear on what that stuff is for you, so that then you can show up from that place. So yes, part two, anchoring into what really matters. Part three is, once you're anchored in and you're tapped in to that, you know, that deepest, most truest part of yourself, it's then lining up with where you want to go. Like, what do you want your 2024 to look like? Like, what is that future vision, that vision of the future that would just feel so fun and dreamy and exciting and inspiring? And I often really like to come at this from a place of, I love having a theme word for the year. So whether you're a word person or not, maybe it's something to just have a little bit of a think about. And don't force it, because often your word will come at the craziest times, like when you're in the shower, or when you're driving in the car, or when you're walking along the beach, or you're brushing your teeth, or I don't know, something like that. And having a word for the year is just about, you know, tuning into, you know, whether there's a particular theme that you would love 2024 to represent for you, whether it's you want to have more fun, whether it's, you know, you want to have more adventure, whether it's you want to have more abundance, more growth, more connection, more love. You know, my word last year was enjoy, because I wanted to anchor in more, to appreciate and actually practice gratitude for all the good stuff in my life. I wanted to, like, truly enjoy everything that is here, because my life is already so wonderful and I'm so deeply grateful for it. But sometimes I feel like I can forget that, and I can, you know, get caught in the rat race and get caught in all the things that I haven't yet achieved. And so last year was really about practicing appreciation of all that already is. And this year, my word is courage. And courage for me is, gosh, like, when this word came to me, it just felt like so, like, such truth. Courage for me is something that feels like it kind of almost comes from, like, my gut space. Like, it feels like a deep earthy word for me. And what courage means for me is a few things. So it's about courage to live a life that is true to me, and to let go of all the external expectations that can sometimes float around in our heads about who we think we should be. It's about the courage to take action and to actually do the scary thing. And often for me, the scariest thing is actually sharing more of my truth and to speak from a place of what's true for me. Because I can often be a bit of a people pleaser, and I can be very good at saying the things that I think I need to say. And 2024, I want this to be the year that I actually share about what my true feelings and beliefs are. Courage is also about the courage to show up and let myself be seen in all of my imperfections. It's about the courage to actually trust myself, the courage to, you know, trust my intuition and to live and lead from it and follow from that place. It's the courage to lead from a heart place over a head place. It's the courage to let go more, to let go of control, to let go of, you know, needing to know exactly how things are always going to work out to control the outcome. It's the courage to trust more, to trust and let go and know that, you know, it's all working out. It's all working out for me and it's all going to be fine. So that's courage for me. I'd love to hear your word if yours has already dropped in. Please do share with me. And then the second part to the vision piece is about asking, like, what would, like, if you had a 10 out of 10 year this year, you know, if you got to the end of 2024 and you had a 10 out of 10 year, what would that look like for you? What would that look and feel like for you? Like, what would have had to occur? What would you have had to experience in order for this year to have been a 10 out of 10? Like, what have you enjoyed? What have you experienced? What have you learned? What have you done? What have you achieved? You know, if you were at the end of, if we were in December 2024, right at the end of this year, and you and I were sitting back with a lovely kombucha or a glass of champagne, and we were celebrating how freaking fabulously this incredible 2024 went for you. What has occurred that we're celebrating? Like, what are we cheersing to? You know, these are some of the questions that can really help us get clear on the actual specific outcomes and the actual specific things that we want to have changed in order for our year to have been a success. And, you know, if I'm answering this question for myself, you know, a 10 out of 10 year for me would be seeing my clients grow and flourish and expand and experience breakthroughs in their mindset, in their consciousness, and experience like levels of success that they've never experienced before. And both on the inside as well as on the outside. Like, success for me would be seeing them feeling deeply fulfilled and nourished in their work, as well as seeing their businesses thrive and grow and expand beyond what they ever thought possible. Success for me this year is going to include me leading two inspiring and life-changing leadership and wellness retreats. Ideally before we go away on our big caravan trip in July. So watch this space. And if you're interested in coming along on a retreat, let me know, because I'll create a little short list that can be the first people that I reach out to when those different offers are completed. Success for me this year would also include finishing my first book. This is one that I've had on the list for many years, and the time hasn't felt completely right until now. So this is going to be a book about purpose, about mindset, about possibility, about tuning into what's possible, anchoring into your truth, living a meaningful life, and sharing all of the different formulas for anchoring into your purpose and how to let go of fear and doubt. It's going to be amazing. Success for me this year would also be about really growing the podcast to its next level. So up-leveling the level of leaders and thought leaders that I bring onto the podcast, and, you know, leading interviews that really change my clients and my community's lives and businesses forever. This year, success would also look like speaking on expansive stages around Australia, inspiring people, changing lives, and talking about the stuff that really lights me up and knowing the ripple effect that that would have. And finally, and definitely not least, is this year, you know, we go on the biggest trip of our lifetime. We, if you don't already know, in July of this year, me and the fam bam are hitting the road in a hybrid off-road caravan, the Seduna Quad, and we are cruising around Australia for 7 months, and I'm taking the business with me. So I've set everything up so that business can continue as usual. You know, I've really simplified things so that I'll not have to be working too much while I'm away, but I froth on my work. I love my clients so much. I love the work that I do, and I just wouldn't be able to have that end while I'm on the road. So success for me this year would be being able to take the business with me in a way that just feels so flowy and powerful and beautiful for my clients, as well as having the most fun and adventure that we've ever had as a family so far. And I really want the kids to walk away feeling more connected to nature, all of us feeling more peaceful and calm than ever before, and just like experiencing a sense of freedom and connection to nature than we ever have before. I want to meet new people, learn new things, discover hidden gems around Australia. I also want to up-level my content creation skills so that I can actually document and share our experiences with you. We're going to be starting a YouTube channel. And so I hope to share like both the behind the scenes, like the shit that goes wrong and all the struggles, as well as the highlights, like just to really, really like, you know, bring you into the truth of our experience. So yes, that is a 10 out of 10 year for me in 2024. Part four, so the second last part, is asking yourself the question, like knowing yourself and knowing what might get in the way of you taking the action that you want and achieving the level of success that you desire, how can you prepare yourself now knowing what might get in the way? And this is such an important question, because we can set all the goals in the world, but unless we can actually look back at the stuff that hasn't gone well in the past or what's got in the way in the past, we're probably just going to keep hitting those same old roadblocks because they're part of our unconscious imprint and wiring. And unless we clear that shit out or unless we do something differently, we're probably not going to move forward if we're honest with ourselves. And so for me, the answer to this question is like one of the things that will probably get in the way is me overcommitting. Because I get excited about lots of different things and I say yes to a lot of different things. It's a beautiful part of my personality. It's also a bit of a roadblock at times. So if I'm overcommitted to too many things, that can lead to me, you know, burning out, getting a bit distracted and scattered and not actually fulfilling the things that really matter to me. So what I'm going to do right now to prepare myself for that is commit to time blocking in my goals into my diary ahead of time, so it's locked in, it's blocked in, and that nothing gets booked over the top of that. And I'm going to time block that now. And I'm also going to practice the art of saying no to everything that does not align with my values and goals, and to get better and better and better at discerning what is aligned and what isn't, and to have the courage to say no to that which is not aligned. And that will be a practice for me this year. The final part, part five, is about getting really clear on the goals that truly matter to you. So choosing at least three that are your priority for the year. You know, the ones that really, really matter to you, the ones that are going to have the biggest impact. You know, tuning into that 80-20 rule, like what are the 20% that if you nailed these goals, if you actually committed and prioritized these over everything else, that they would have the 80% impact? Because you can't do everything right, and when we try to do everything, we often do nothing. So choosing three that are going to be your priority, that you commit to, and that you build some form of accountability around, because that would be the final part. And, you know, this particular process that I've shared with you is more my vision and goal setting system. It's not my action and accountability system. My action and accountability system would look like, you know, telling my coach about my goals so that they can hold me accountable. It would look like putting them into Asana. It would look like time blocking and all of my other accountability and action related systems that support me. So let me know how you go with this process. And I was going to say, if you want to be led through this process yourself in a deeply held, so that you feel held as you move through these goals, and in a deeply inspiring and fun way where you get to do it alongside a bunch of other like-minded, you know, lit up leaders who are kind of going through the same stuff that you are, I'm going to be running a leadership retreat next month with a friend of mine called Jason, who is amazing. And it's going to be a one-day leadership retreat out in the Swan Valley, so not too far. And basically, it'll be an opportunity to disconnect from the rat race, slow down, get clear on your vision and idea of a meaningful and rich life for you in 2024, an opportunity to access your inner wisdom, to step into your highest self and identity and purpose and values and mindset, clear limiting beliefs, and walk away more clear and inspired than ever before about who you are, what you stand for, what you're here for in life, and basically have the opportunity to enjoy, you know, rich conversations and connect with people that are just on the same journey as you and probably walk away with a bunch of new friends. It's going to be out in nature. There's limited spaces and it's on the Saturday, the 29th of Feb. So if that sounds like something that you would like to do, I know you would love it if you're at that point in your life where you're like, oh my God, what does a rich and meaningful life look like to me? And, you know, just being able to do it alongside other people who are probably going through the exact same challenges as you, and just to be able to take a whole day off just for you, you know, to invest in yourself. It's kind of like a form of self-care, right? If you're interested, send me an email at hello@emmacampbell.com.au and I would love to tell you more about it. You know, you can bring along a friend if you like, if you want to do it with someone else. It's just going to be such a fun and heart-led day, and we're going to be nestled in nature, and it'll be, yeah, it'll just be a beautiful, deeply nourishing day. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. You've got something out of it, that it's brought some inspiration and possibility and clarity for you. Really looking forward to hearing from you, God, and talking to you in the next podcast. So much love. Speak soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you, and I'll see you in the next podcast.